From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. New York State of Politics reports that Congress may have extended federal spending into November to keep the government running, but they let the current farm bill expire without voting for a new bill. Christopher Wolf, an agricultural economics professor at Cornell University, said some programs are reauthorized automatically while other parts of the bill are not. He said, and I quote, "Some of them are insurance. Some of them need reauthorization, and some of them are authorized but not need funding," end quote. Wolf said a government-funded program to offset the cost of milk, for instance, will end soon and revert back to a 1949 law that would set prices relative to the 1910s. That would send milk prices 2.5% higher. Wolf said, and I quote, "If it were to happen, that would cost billions and billions, but that's not going to happen. It's really not that unusual to go past the fiscal year expiration date," end quote. New York Farm Bureau spokesperson Steve Ammerman said, and I quote, "It's too soon to predict what will happen, and we are hopeful to avoid a repeat of years past that took us towards the so-called dairy cliff, where critical risk management programs would be left unfunded and agricultural policy would revert to those of the 1940s, end quote. Mid-Hudson News reports that Governor Kathy Hochul signed the bill from Hudson Valley-based State Senator Michelle Henchy, making it illegal to disseminate deepfake porn images. Henchy said, and I quote, "What our bill does is now make it illegal for someone to intentionally disseminate fake explicit images, otherwise known as deepfake, without someone's consent," end quote. So-called revenge porn images have been banned in New York since 2019, and this bill expands that law to include images created by artificial intelligence. The new law includes a year in jail and a $1,000 fine, with the victims allowed to pursue additional legal action against the perpetrators. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Sarah Rizzo reports for News 10 that the 23rd annual Film Columbia brings film screenings and live events to the Crandall Theater in Chatham from October 20th to October 29th. The festival includes question and answer sessions with area residents Ruth Reichel, James Seamus, Al Roker, Stephen Lang, Scott Cohen, and Walter Goggins. Co-executive and co-artistic director Lawrence Cardiff said, and I quote, "We tried to show as much good local talent this year as possible. We recognize their strength in our community and celebrate the abundance of talent in our region, proving how essential it is to keep our historic single-screen cinema open and refreshed so they may continue to show their works in a place that is welcoming and, well, ideal," end quote. Among other highlights at the film festival is a screening of director Todd Haynes, May December, with a Q&A with Christine Vaccone and Pan Coppler of Killer Films, and screenwriting panels with Scott Cohen and Anastasia Trainer. Starts at Tracy Memorial Village Hall. Read more about this story at News 10. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.